It's Friday, April the 16th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, American sanctions on Russia and China's record GDP growth. First, the world in brief. The Biden administration announced sweeping sanctions against Russia. The Kremlin stands accused, among other things, of trying to meddle in last year's presidential election and for being behind the huge, quote, SolarWinds cyber attack against the American government and over 100 Western companies. Among several measures announced by the administration, the most striking was a ban on American financial institutions participating in the primary market for Russian bonds. China's economy grew by 18.3% in the first quarter of 2021 compared with a year earlier. The record expansion underlines just how fully the country has weathered the pandemic, although the comparison with the first quarter of 2020, when much of China was locked down, gives the figure a boost. France advised its citizens in Pakistan to leave for their safety. Anger has been simmering for months over France's staunch defence of the right to depict the Prophet Muhammad. However, tensions boiled over after the leader of a far-right Islamist party critical of France was arrested on Tuesday, resulting in several days of violent protest. France's National Assembly approved a controversial bill that would give more powers to police forces. Critics of the bill say it will make it harder to hold officers accountable. One especially contentious section makes helping to identify on-duty officers, quote, with the obvious intent of harming, punishable by up to 5 years in jail and a fine of €75,000, $90,000. Germany's highest court struck down the Berlin city government's rent control laws, saying that the regulation of the rental market was the purview of federal law. Introduced in two stages last year, the measures originally froze rents for 5 years and then forced landlords to lower those that exceeded defined limits by over 20%, worsening the city's housing shortage. Turkey's central bank held interest rates steady at 19%, much to the chagrin of those who had hoped for a rate rise to steady the lira and decelerate inflation. Though disappointing, the decision was expected. The bank's new governor, Sahab Kavcıoğlu, shares the unorthodox conviction of Recep Tayyip Erdoğan, Turkey's president, that high interest rates cause inflation. And Pfizer's chief executive said that people everywhere are likely to need a third dose of COVID-19 vaccine within 12 months, with annual boosters for the foreseeable future to keep abreast of viral variants. His remarks made on April 1st were disclosed yesterday. The White House said that America is already preparing for the need to administer booster shots.